Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm traveling a lot, and when you travel, you gotta protect your data. You gotta protect your privacy online. NordVPN.com/Fightful allows me to do that, allows me to browse safely and securely. When you go to an airport, when you go to an arena, a restaurant, a hotel, you're usually connecting to that unsecured Wi-Fi, which leaves you susceptible to having your data stolen, any number of things taken from your private connection or what should be your private connection. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes it a private connection with the fastest VPN in the world, a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a ton of other features in addition to that peace of mind that you get when you can browse safely and securely. And I'm talking all your devices, Surface Pro, laptop, desktop, PC, smart TV, router, phone, whatever you're taking with you, NordVPN.com/Fightful will add extra layers of security to your digital life. You can get a password manager, a file encryption tool. Be safe. Be smart. NordVPN.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know, and a name that knows a little something about needing security on his devices.
I hate you so much.
All Ego, Ethan Page, ahead of ROH Final Battle 2023 at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas. How you doing, man?
Oh, do you mean two-factor authenticated, Ethan Page?
Yeah, I definitely mean that. The last time I spoke to you was 1 year ago, about a week after you were hacked.
Oh, what a time. What a time. You know what I do remember, though? Eating those arepas. I'll never forget that, at least. Those were delicious.
My first thought when I saw your tweets was, this guy's been hanging out with Dan Lambert too much.
Oh, God.
but here we are, a year later. So far, I mean, I might have the longest streak of doing content with you of anybody. We have done interviews.
Oh, hell yeah.
We've done interviews. Let's see. Last year at WrestleCade. Yep. The year prior, Toy Vomit, and we did an interview.
Yep, that's right.
2020. We did an interview that didn't release, if you want to talk a lot about that.
Let's not.
And then in 2019, we had WrestleCade and Chicago. So, yeah. Listen, I'm trying to get those Chris Van Vliet numbers up. That's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, if I'm number one, that means I'm doing better than I am with him. I'm apparently competing with The Rock and Dolph Ziggler. So, hey, I'll take number one for sure. You need to thank you then for promoting me. As much as you do. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, no, we appreciate having you on. Now Dolph Ziggler is going to pass you on Van Vliet. He's going to take off. He doesn't have PR to answer to anymore.
But he said he's already had 16 interviews. So
my God. Yeah. My God. And well, here's the thing. Like, Chris is just going to keep moving away from wherever you are. Like, he won't stay centrally located. He just keeps moving around, this guy. But you've got a lot going on in addition to doing interviews with people. ROH Final Battle this Friday, and I've really loved how this feud with Tony Nese has come along. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you, and I'm happy that the fans got a weekly connected, congruent story on the Ring of Honor app, and that was a big part, was trying to make sure that we added as much value to the people that were paying for that subscription as possible. And they'll be rewarded with getting the actual pay-per-view on the app.
Yes.
So I think it's the coolest.
I think that's a really important part of Ring of Honor's growth. Tony Khan has said that has been an experiment that has worked out phenomenally for ROH, but he was also involved in your contract signing. I would love to hear how you found out that Tony Khan was going to be out there for that, because I know he is pretty selective over what he appears on screen to do.
I found out minutes before, and truthfully, he is one of three authority figures, and he was the only one of three that were in the building that night, and that's how the chips fell. And then now we have Mr. Tony Khan in the middle of the ring, which added a little extra motivation too. And it was amazing for me to be able to look him into the eyes in the middle of an arena and tell him my goals were to be one of his champions and someone to carry his company and be a face for the brand of Ring of Honor. So it ended up being a pretty special night for Ethan Page and Ring of Honor.
Did he give you any particular feedback of that, or was he immediately in gorilla talking about justified, this is awesome chance?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was so mad about the protein powder.
Oh, that my was, God. Yeah.
Disgusting mess. And if you go back and watch the footage, Tony Nese's knee catches me directly in the cheek. And that was a straight walk to the doctor for Ethan Page after that one.
So what went down? You able to divulge? Like,
oh,
I
no,
mean,
I'm good.
How you feel? That's how, good.
I'm good. It sent me into the Kenny match a little, you know, but sure. That's the performer that I am. I'll always check and make sure. So we're good. But my man, that knee, not a fan.
Listen, you could have been running around like Brian Danielson with the eye patch, or would you have went the Undertaker full mask route?
No, if you maybe, broke your order? Yeah. Honestly, maybe the Cody Rhodes.
Ooh, yeah. The clear. You know what? There's so many options.
There is like, tons of options for sure.
A style for everything, which yeah. I truly appreciate.
Whatever doesn't cover my face, I'm okay with that.
So the I Quit match aspect of this, I love that that's been added because that isn't something that we see a lot of these days, much less in ROH. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that? Was that something that you pitched or was that something that was brought up to you?
No, it wasn't. It was actually a Tony. He wanted this. Okay. And I think it's a perfect fitting way to end this. And the crazy thing, it never came to my mind the way things were kind of working their way out. And yet it, to me, is the perfect final point of this, especially the way Smart Mark has been kind of constantly reminding me that I quit all these things in my life and in my career. And he's telling me, apparently, I'm going to quit this fitness journey too. So to be able to add that stipulation and use those words and to make those words mean what they mean, it was awesome to be able to do the promo that I did last week where... I mean, I have been taking L after L after L. And this is a thing. It's very public. If people watch whatever I'm doing, I'm losing a lot. And it's not something that I'm happy with. So to go into a match knowing that the only person that can lose is kind of me, like I actually have to say I quit. And no one can force me to say, unless they play some audio a la Mankind. But truly, I have
Mark, to. Mark is scrolling through every up. Vlog you have ever done to find that audio. He's just going through.
There's AI now. They'll be able to do it no problem.
That's true.
But I don't need to give these carnies any ideas. But to be able to go into a match knowing for Ethan Page, the only way he loses is if he chooses to. And I haven't had that option in any match I've had. I could get knocked out. I could get submitted. I could get whatever. This is, I have to say these words and I know I'm not going to. So knowing I'm going to win, that's it. There's no one can convince me otherwise. I'm going to win Friday at Final Battle.
To your point, the AI thing is very real. I did an interview with Cody at Ford Field. And my mic was unplugged. It caught only the camera audio. Our audio guy used AI to make it sound like my mic was plugged up. And you can't tell. You cannot tell.
That's not real.
It's real. Go back and watch it. You can't tell that my mic isn't plugged up. It's phenomenal.
John from AEW PR is in this interview right now. We have all this recorded. So if you try and change any of this.
Listen, speaking of changing things, I once did edit the Miz's Wikipedia because I was convincing my wife that he had a twin brother named Mark Mizanin that would switch out with him all the time.
Could you imagine? Get me a twin. That'd be amazing.
What name?
Well, you know what name pissed me off that people were calling Mark and Tony were calling me? Ethan Pudge. That would be my twin.
It's not nice.
No.
Speaking of not nice, do you remember when Hornswoggle almost ended David Yost's career on your vlog?
Yes. Oh my, what a moment. And David Yost seems like such a sweetheart too. Worst person to do that to. That actually makes me want to ask you a question. How is your bone crunching action collection going? And have you jumped in on this new one that has been kind of being re-released?
I haven't jumped in on it. I have ceased collecting bone crunchers. I am instead focusing on ECW, Original San Francisco Toy Makers, which I mentioned on your vlog, actually. I was like, you know what? I'm liking these. Because to me, those I can zero in on those a little bit more.
Of course.
Than bone crunchers. I've got hundreds of bone crunchers. Anybody watching this, you want to buy 400 bone crunchers? I'm your guy right here. But I've
I'm sure someone listening to my interview is going to hit you up.
Exactly.
Sure.
They might. You never know. Yeah, you sure. never know. This past week, you did wrestle Kenny Omega. Looked at the collision or the collision quarters. Popped a number. Did good. That's got to feel good.
What does that mean? What does that
increase the viewership for your segment?
Oh, that's cool.
There you go. Hey. How did you feel? I mean, that had to be something cool for you, not popping a number, but wrestling Kenny Omega in Canada. I mean, especially considering Alpha One's back running up there as well. I think that's really cool as well.
It was amazing. And it's crazy because the last media tour I did for the shows in Canada, a lot of the people ask kind of very similar questions. It's like, oh, who from the roster that's Canadian would you like to have a match with? And Kenny was my answer every time. So now we're coming back and I'm doing the media tour and everyone's asking me, what are you doing on the shows? Well, I'm wrestling Kenny. So I was like, oh, this is fantastic. It was a great opportunity. Any chance I get to kind of showcase my skills in AEW, I'm going to do my best. And I've been working extra hard to kind of be ring ready and to be the best version of myself. So to get that opportunity against arguably one of the best going today to show that I can hang and that I'm at that level, that was a good night for me. So I'm happy it happened.
You also had an extended program with Matt Hardy, which I really enjoyed that stuff. I loved what you all did. I thought it made sense. Came around and you could tell how excited you guys were to do that. How was that for you? Because I mean, you really both sunk your teeth into that.
I mean, it was great to work with someone of that status and stature with that wealth of a knowledge. I mean, it was amazing to work with someone to be able to ask, hey, when you were in this situation, blah, blah, blah. And to have someone that has the information and is willing to share it and not only share the info, but share the screen. Like there was never a point where it was take and take. It was very much give and take. And I think that's why people enjoyed the storytelling was because it was a group focus to go in one direction. There was never any like clashing, if that makes sense.
We've got a limited time on this interview. I'm sure we're going to talk again in 2024. We got to keep the streak going.
Hey, but, I'm all about it.
One of my favorite moves is the Ego's Edge. And thank I want to know, has there been a time when you launched somebody and you went, oh,
yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you know what's
like, gave him the old Randy Orton.
There was definitely a couple on Dark Elevation. if you want to go take a look,
I do
by all means. But I would actually say in my debut, one of the craziest ones I ever gave was to Scorpio Sky, ironically, on a ladder, and in between the ladder was Lance Archer. A forgotten clip, but I would say that's probably one of the ones where I was like, yeah, this is gonna suck. And obviously the Darby one onto the steps was probably the, I mean, he's got to land perfect on this one.
And he's just that guy that like you do everything. I mean, that was the story, was that you found the most demented stuff to do to him and he would just keep coming back. But the Ego's Edge is one that does. The Ego's Edge, like there's not a lot of room for error there, it feels like.
No, I'll happily say publicly that I feel like I have got as close to perfecting the technique as possible.
Guys, check out ROH Final Battle this Friday, Curtis Colwell Center, Garland, Texas. You can watch it on Honor Club with your subscription. My gosh, let's see, 2019, 20, 1, 2, 3, our fifth straight year doing interviews. By God, Ethan Page, we got to. I'm gonna hit up John in 3 weeks and say, give me Ethan again. We got to hit the 6 mark.
Heck yeah! Well, as soon as the calendar year changes over, I mean, I think everything gets a wash and we can start over. So.
Exactly, guys, check it out. We'll have a post show review on Fightful. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.